This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking to State Representative Court Boyce, representing District 1. And good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me on.
So you're still fairly new. I'm curious how things are going as you have kind of hit the ground running in Salem.
Well, you know, it's still that battle between rural and urban Oregon. And, you know, sometimes I think we're making some pretty good progress, and sometimes we just got to stand our ground and work very hard to stop some really bad bills, Kyle.
So talk about ones that you're particularly concerned about right now.
Well, the gun bills are testified last week. We have a Senate hearing coming up today in the Judiciary Committee. Certainly the abortion bill, the entire transgender movement, and bringing people from outside of our state boundaries for the Oregon taxpayers to support and fund that. And so we're just pretty very united on the Republican side and the rural side, and to push back on what a lot of people believe is just a grotesque program to propagandize our children.
Talk about things that you're working on in terms of proposals you've got out there.
You know, I'm really interested in water. I serve on the Agriculture, Land Use, Natural Resources, and Water Committee, and really some good representatives on there. So we're wanting to figure ways. One bill in particular is to have a small utility educational process where we can help in planning. Water is going to become a bigger and bigger issue in Oregon. In Curry County, we declared a drought a year and a half ago, and some people said, why? It's raining pretty good right now. Well, we still have to plan for the future, and especially when it comes to agriculture, firefighting. If you're going to have new housing, the first thing you got to do is have water infrastructure. So I enjoy working on that. I see it as a huge issue down the road. And I'm spending a lot of time on the gun bills, just absolutely, again, our Constitution and rights to protect ourselves and our families and our neighbors.
Now, remind us what committees you ended up with.
Yeah, the Ag, Natural Resource, Land Use, and Water, and then Housing and Homeless. I worked quite a bit on the last 4 years, especially as a county commissioner with all Southwest Oregon counties. Another bill we're looking at is getting housing coordinators, people that are not overpaid but really experienced in putting together housing development, more of a pro-landlord, or at least an equal support of landlords and the incentive to want to rent, improve on the rental market. And then, you know, development is a good word. It's a good process. It's not a bad word. And so if we can't have people that can really feel like it's at least somewhat of a low risk to build apartment complexes and workforce housing, you know, sometimes, Kyle, you hear the affordable housing and people relate that to, you know, free housing or the homeless. And so I'm trying to work with a lot of good people on our side that are basically segregating that out and saying, you want to improve the homeless situation, let's start with the economy and getting professional people and middle-class people a decent place to live.
Now, in your district along the South Coast, Central Coast, is the homeless issue as big an issue as it is over here in the Inland Valleys?
It really is. When you talk with people around our districts, whether it's rural or urban, that seems to be the number one, and understandably so. People, that segment of our population is growing. We're not dealing with the root causes of homelessness. You know, Kyle, I think it starts with substance abuse at early ages. We tell our kids, don't smoke tobacco until you get 21. We're not going to allow it. But we encourage them to smoke marijuana, and one out of every five becomes addicted. And so the rest of their lives, it's a real challenge to help them overcome and become productive citizens. I'm not excusing alcohol. It's just I promise you that I don't have official stats on this, but 85% of the people that are on the streets right now started with marijuana, a few of them with alcohol. So that's the challenge before us, and we need to recognize that and correct that at the youth level.
Now, while it's spring break and that shifts some schedule, anything different in the legislative schedule this week?
It's going to be maybe the most intense week we've had since the full session started, with the gun bills, with that's number one. The other side just dumped a 64-page document on us over the weekend, and so we've got to regroup and finite way. Assess that and see where it leaves rural Oregon. I'm always working on public safety for law enforcement. Again, back to the economy. We sometimes forget the basics. And so, my life in Southern Oregon business and 6 years as a county commissioner, it's common sense to hopefully put Oregon on a path back to business friendly, and the taxation, the overregulation, the disincentives for employing people.
All right, well, we're out of time for now, but a check in there. State Representative Court Boyce, thanks for being on with us this morning.
All my best. Thank you again, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.